today.
Talk Live is the last Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away, and we've got more stuff on ours as well. So
yeah, I think ours is the biggest anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know about. I'm not gonna make that particular claim, but I will say
the biggest in the free parts.
Darn big, and it is totally free. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy as we go to your phone calls. To Mike in Fort Lauderdale first, listening to WFTL. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, great show. How you doing?
Yes, great. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I've been reading about something that is absolutely insane. It was in the New York Post, and I've read it in a couple other places. Apparently, there's a gentleman who lives outside of New York City in Suffolk County, New York, or something to that effect. I guess he was petitioning his senator, saying something to the effect that he was problem-ridden with a particular crime that was going on in his neighborhood, and he needed some assistance. Apparently, he got no answer, and he went to the senator's office, this lady by the name of McCarty or McCart or something to that effect. I guess she was so taken back by this guy's persistence that they labeled him like an enemy of the state.
Oh,
the following day, the sheriff's office came to his house and illegally seized all of his guns.
Wow.
And he hasn't even been arrested for anything.
Wow. because he wanted to talk to the senator. That was what he was trying to do?
He was trying to establish contact with the senator, and he was saying that if someone could point him in the right direction about some particular issue, I don't know if the issue was something to do with illegal immigration or was it illegal, something to do with burglaries to autos or something to the effect there was something that he wanted to have addressed. It was a community problem. There was some type of crime that was going on, and he thought it was he wanted to petition his senator. But her name is either Linda McCarty or something like that. I know she's a huge gun control advocate.
What was it that sparked them to call the police? Did he go in multiple times after, for instance, not receiving a call back? And
he was registered as a voter in her district. They said that he was not in her district, in a different district. And I guess he produced the paperwork to show that he's a registered voter in her district. And they said, well, he's too persistent. He's been here in the office at least six times in a month or something to that effect. He's called every day for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and he won't take no for an answer. He's just annoying us, and we think he's a disturbed person, and if there's some way to reel him in or put him on
So it's disturbed. So it's according to them, you're disturbed if you try to actually contact these people.
If you participate in the political process, as they tell you, is the only legitimate way to change the government that you find, you know, onerous in some way or another, they're going to take away your guns and label you some kind of enemy of the state.
Right, and it's always nice when they can take your property without actually charging you with any crimes, too. That's what they do.
That's called stealing.
Yeah, well, of course it is. And that's what they do with people that are accused of alleged drug crimes. They take their cars and their houses and they take their cash, and they actually don't bring the person up on charges. They bring the guns or the car or the cash or the drugs up on charges, and of course it can't hire a lawyer to defend it itself, and so they snatch the money and they go and they take it and they run, and they win because they're the government and you can't do anything about it. And so it sounds like that's what's happening to this guy.
Yep. The senator's name was, I think, either Linda McCarty or McCart. And she's a huge gun control advocate, but the thing that was really crazy about it was I was reading the press release, and somebody from the sheriff's office or police department had basically said that he was either annoying or he was disturbing the senator. I think that's the exact terminology. He was disturbing the senator in the senator's office, and that had to be something rectified from that. But they actually seized his guns.
Wow.
I don't understand that because nothing in there said he was violent or anything of that nature. I don't know. They don't have the authority to do that. I don't know. I guess we're going to start running into instead of forcing us to just keep paying through the nose with taxes and put us in a form of financial slavery, it looks like government's now going to start forcibly changing our ways by using the government physical arm, by using the military and the police, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, this isn't really new. I mean, it's a news story that I never heard of before, but the themes are not new to me. Government, you say they don't have the authority to take his guns, but I don't know what that really means. I mean, they went in and they took his guns, and there's not a damn thing he can do about it. So I don't know what the definition of authority really is, but what I do know is that these people calling themselves government have a lot of guns themselves, and they aren't afraid to point them at us in order to get us to behave or obey them in whatever way they deem appropriate for us.
I think if you Google $5 million lawsuit or something to that effect, I know he's suing this particular senator for $5 million or something like that, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean that's all you can do, right? Is you can fight them in their own courts where their judges are already on their side. I mean, the whole system is completely slighted against you if you get put into a situation like this, and then you end up having to spend your life savings to try to actually get back whatever property it was that they stole from you, if you happen to have any savings with which to spend it on. I mean, otherwise you're just left in the dirt, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. And that's one of the reasons, it's one of the many reasons why Mark and I joined the Free State Project, because we're sick and tired of being ruled by these people. I did not elect anybody to control me and set rules for me, and I don't consent to their governance, and I certainly don't consent to asinine nonsense like this. And I thank you for calling in tonight, Mike, and bringing that story to the forefront.
I can't find anything on the story. I've Googled all kinds of different things, and I can't find anything on it, but I don't doubt it.
Oh, not at all.
If you make enough of a disturbance of yourself by going, as far as they're concerned, by going to the office of your senator or
leaving messages.
I would assume this is your state senator, because he said district, and a U.S. senator wouldn't have a district; they'd have a state.
I could understand him getting upset because he probably wasn't getting calls back.
Sure,
so
he figures squeaky wheels and grease and all that stuff. So he's going to go and he's going to show up every day or whatever. And I can absolutely see them saying, you know, we got to do something about this guy. He's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, well, you have to actually take notes and do work when someone comes by asking to see someone. You have to leave messages, and that's work. They'd rather be, like you said earlier, drinking coffee and eating donuts.
Convincing.
Let's go to talk to Dean and Indy, listening on WXNT. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dean. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got two things here. One thing I want to say is I always listen to these talk radio hosts and news reporters on TV and all this stuff. And I always hear him talking about, like, a lot of conservative reporters. And then I hear a lot of liberals. And me personally, I think, like a lot of the liberal people are kind of insane. So I listen to a lot of, like, conservative news programs and stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that kills me is when they're talking about the capitalistic system, how good it is. Which I agree with, and but they'll sit there, they'll turn around, they'll say stuff like, "This democracy will not succeed without capitalism," or something, and they seem to forget that this was never a democracy.
Well, I think here's my opinion on that subject, and people will often say, generally Republicans, will say that this isn't a democracy, this is a republic. And, you know, that's what it is. You're right. It absolutely is true. We democratically elect our, you know, representatives in this republic. But the terms, when you go back and look at the, you know, the words and their history, republic means, I believe, Latin for of the people or by the people or something like that. And then democracy is Greek for of the people or by the people or something like that. So essentially you have terms that more or less mean the same thing. You know, what they've become, what a republic is different than what a democracy is in English. But it's not that much different, and I don't even know if we really have a republic anymore.
And, you know, there's really not that much difference between Republicans and Democrats. So when I hear them talk, I just think they're all madmen, because all they want to do at various different levels is control their neighbors and try to restrict them and not allow them to be the free people that they should be able to be.
As long as they don't hurt people.
Yeah.
Well, I got another thing I had was on that guns issue.
Yes, sir.
I'm for gun rights, and these people on the news, they'll talk about the Bill of Rights, or they'll mention in, like, the First or Second Amendment or whatever. Nobody really mentions the Ninth Amendment.
Yeah, no one ever does talk about the Ninth Amendment. We can talk about it here in a moment, what it really means, and I thank you for bringing that up, too. And thanks for the call. More coming up. You can bring up anything. What is the Ninth Amendment? We've talked about it before on Free Talk Live, and it's actually pretty relevant if you're one of those constitutional people. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
There is a part of the mystery of this is the fact that nobody seemed to want to publish this little story.
It's a little book that couldn't find a home.
Exactly.
Yeah, we sent it to a couple dozen publishers, and every one of them turned it down and said it wasn't a novel they thought they could do, and hilarious.
They're kind of regretting that now.
Yeah, I just talked to one a few minutes ago, yeah.
On the faith-based side, it was like, you know what, we like it, we don't have a niche for it.
It's too edgy.
Too edgy. And on the non-faith side, it was, we like it, we don't have a niche for it, and it's got too much Jesus.
Too much Jesus, more pantheon.
Exactly.
But it really has pointed up this missing middle of people who are really looking to deal honestly with spiritual issues, and they're willing to look outside the box of the religious conventions that are broken for most people.
I think people have genuine questions, and they're looking for real answers, and they're not afraid to examine the claims of the God of the Bible.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Andy Tien here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop when you need to know something fresh about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a company or you work at one that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI is the biggest supporter of Free Talk Live. They do collections in a manner that's entirely different. They collect from your clients out there with respect. They don't treat them badly or cuss at them or anything like that. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. That's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top banner.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Mac in Georgia on the AMP line. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Taxicabs.
Taxis, okay.
Well, Ian, you know that I started driving taxis a couple weeks ago from the email I sent you.
You know what? I don't know if I read that email. I might be backed up on emails, but congratulations to you. Everybody needs a few extra bucks, right?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, this is a pain, man. I went to the cab company, and the man went and told me what the process. So I had to go to the DMV, get my motor vehicle record, and then I had to go downtown to the hospitality office and get a temporary permit.
Mm-hmm.
And that cost $10. I had to get that to the bureaucrat for a background check.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I had to turn around and give them, so they called me the next day and told me I could pick up my temporary permit, and then I had to go come back for a test within a month before the temporary permit expires. I also had to get a physical, and it cost $15 for the permit.
A physical to drive a cab?
Yeah.
Mark, you were a cab driver at one point. Did you have to go through these hoops too?
Yeah, I had to get some kind of certification, and I remember I had to go to two different places. I had to get like a background check or something like that. But I've got a murder conviction from almost 20 years ago. They let me drive. What's the point of the background check?
Hey,
they're letting murderers drive cabs.
And you would not believe what I got it for.
What's that?
I'm got a ticket from the city marshal the week before last.
The who?
You got a ticket from a marshal?
The taxicab inspector is a bureaucrat. She's not a police officer, but she has police powers dealing with taxicab operators.
How did you get a ticket from her if you weren't operating a taxicab at that point?
I mean, I was driving one night and I had my cab parked at a taxi stand, and the lady came around to inspect my cab, and I almost got a $25 ticket. You would not believe what I got it for.
Okay, so this is when you were a driver. I'm sorry, I missed that point. All right, what did you get it for?
Not having a colored shirt.
A colored shirt?
Yeah.
Well, they've got rules against white shirts?
Actually, Section 6-1465 in the Savannah, Georgia Code. I'm not even going to go through it, but basically say how you got to dress and part of that, you got to have a shirt with a collar.
Collared
shirt.
I thought you said colored shirt, and I thought, well, that's weird. They don't let you drive around with a black T-shirt on. So no collars, so that's apparently not professional enough for these bureaucrats, basically?
Yeah, matter of fact, she sent me home.
She sent you home. That's amazing. So that's what these bureaucrats are up to, huh? They're out protecting the consumers from drivers without collared shirts. Great call tonight, Mac, and thank you for it.
It may very well be that way in where I drove, too. I know the taxi cab company had a policy on what sort of shirts you were to wear, and it's always been my policy to dress above whatever dress code there is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would wear a starched Oxford and pressed pants, but and, you know, shinable shoes. But, you know, maybe they do have that rule. I don't know.
If the business has a rule, then that would make sense. But to have the government come in there and handing out tickets to taxi drivers.
It costs money and to dress in that manner. And it seems to me that you could provide taxi cab rides to people of lower income for more cheaply. Of course, the government sets what taxi cabs cost. So this doesn't really qualify. But if they didn't, and they shouldn't, they shouldn't be involved in it at all. Then you could have people that would provide rides more cheaply who were perhaps in shabbier cars and shabbier clothes.
Well, that's what these rules are there for. They're there to prevent people from getting into the taxiing business.
It's protection racket.
Right, and competing with the existing businesses that have been around for a long time. They don't want you coming in and just driving around your car and you're wearing a regular T-shirt, picking people up for $5 a trip or whatever, you know,
yeah.
A significantly reduced rate from what you would pay at a regular taxi service, because those existing businesses, they've worked very, very hard and paid lots of fees and things like that in order to get their business licenses. And that wouldn't be very fair if we could just let anybody with a car be a taxi. So that's why they have all these rules and regs put into place so other people can't just start up their own business. It's worse, of course, in bigger cities like New York City, where you actually have to
medallions buy... Medallions are just tens of thousands,
hundreds of thousands of dollars for taxi cab medallions, the supply of which are very limited. So some areas of the country, it's easier than others to become a taxi driver and to open up your own taxi service. But
sure.
usually there are those
rules. Usually the rural places, or the more rural places, because the towns, you know, say, see other towns making all kinds of money on taxi cab medallions. They want to sell taxi cab medallions, too. So all we have to do is print up this little piece of paper and then give it to somebody, and they'll give us, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. It's a great idea. So I could do it in my town, but I don't think that very many people are interested in my town of, you know, less than 2,000 people in getting a taxi cab ride.
So the other side of this enforcement mechanism, beyond just ticketing taxi drivers for wearing the wrong type of T-shirt, the other arm of it is the enforcing of the anti-jitney cab rules, where they'll go and they'll arrest people. They actually run sting operations to try to catch people for just giving people rides for money.
We read a story from Miami where they were doing just that.
Yep.
It's ludicrous.
It sure is. And if you favor freedom, then you can't possibly be in favor of these restrictions on your ability to drive another person from point A to point B and accept money for it. I don't need to ask government bureaucrats' permission in order to take someone somewhere. And they're saying you do. They're saying
no,
that
they're
if
only
you do,
saying it if you get paid for it.
Right, exactly. If you get paid for it. Everybody wants to get paid to give someone a ride because gas is flipping expensive.
Sure. I took a friend on a trip. We were going to the same place, and he wanted to go to this festival that I was going to, and he paid $10 for the gas for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I made any money on the trip. I can't imagine that I did. I don't know. I don't know what I spent on going, but
and wouldn't matter if you did make money. So what if you made $5 on the trip?
I didn't make any money. I offset what I spent in gas, I guess.
But what if you took five people in your car and you came out ahead $5 at the end of it? So what?
It wouldn't matter. Yeah,
it's just crazy. And you know,
it's either a free country or it's not. You know?
Right, and it's not. There's nothing that these bureaucrats will not stick their paws into to try to control and regulate. There's nothing about your life and your business that these bureaucrats don't want to micromanage. They just haven't thought of it yet. If they're not regulating your business yet, then they just haven't thought about you yet. Just
right.
Give them time.
You know, and it's funny. People will say it's a free country, but I think what they mean by that is that we get to democratically elect our
masters?
Oppressors, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Chris and Philip are both on the line. We'll get to you. And ladies, if you call in, you come first at 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way that anybody's going to buy my truck in this market." I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do. I said, Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob? He said, eFoodsDirect.com. I said, yep, call him at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy all those, including live streams, broadband version, and dial-up version of the show, both free for you at freetalklive.com. And we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Chris, listening to WFTL in Fort Lauderdale. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I was just calling to let you guys know the name of that senator from New York that did that little steal that guy's guns away from him.
Yeah.
His name is McCarthy.
McCarthy. Carolyn McCarthy, isn't that what it was?
It was Linda.
That's it. She's also a sponsor of H.R. 1022, the semi-automatic gun ban. She's behind a lot of gun control stuff, but she's the one. You know, the irony of this whole thing is what she did, they arrest people for. It's called acting under color of law. When you're a public official or a law enforcement or something like that, and you do something illegal, you violate someone's civil rights. It's called Violation of Civil Rights 1983 under color of law.
Yeah, but how often do they arrest you? How often do they arrest bureaucrats for that? I mean, it doesn't seem very often. The government police always do, you know, frequently are doing things under the color of law and very rarely are punished for it.
Yeah, not only that, but if you want to have blood shoot out of your eyes, she actually had the audacity enough to say that she has a political immunity because she's a senator. For many repercussions from this, and she sent the Nassau County Sheriff's Office in to intimidate this man and harass him.
Well, she probably is going to be immune because the sheriffs I don't think they, you know, the senator is not, essentially, she's not an authority over the sheriffs. She can report something to the sheriff, but the sheriff makes it, the deputies there make their own decision as to what to do, as to whether or not to arrest someone. So if they went and they stole this guy's guns from him, that was their own choice to do. Perhaps if it was at her suggestion, that's one thing, but I don't think they can hold her responsible for it. So she may be absolutely correct in that she is completely immune from any sort of prosecution here.
She's an ugly old bag, too.
That might be the case, but she's the thumbprint's on her. She's a major gun control advocate, and she doesn't think citizens have any right to any guns at all. It should only be the state. So I don't know about all that, but it's her district, and she finances that Nassau County Sheriff's Office, and she's the one who pushes for them to get raises and everything else. Mm-hmm. So who knows?
Oh, I'm sure they're at her beck and call. It's just that they are responsible for their own decision to steal that guy's guns. But that doesn't even mean that the cops themselves will get in any trouble. And as we've seen so many times with the police misbehaving and doing awful things to Americans, that they just very rarely get anything worse than a slap on the wrist. You know, reassigned.
They actually revoked the pistol permit of this man's girlfriend, who doesn't even live with him.
Yeah, that's how some of these big states, you know, with the big metros in them, Chicago, Illinois, California, New York, excuse me, Chicago, obviously not a state. That's how these places are about guns. For some reason, in these big cities, they just, you know, they're against guns.
Well, this guy wasn't even living in the city.
It doesn't matter. It's the state, you know, the state has the same rules.
Yeah. Well, if you like gun freedom and you're living in one of those places, I have to ask why. You know, why don't you get out?
Yeah, well, he didn't even do anything violent. The only thing he did was he went to her office to petition her to try to do something about some type of crime or something like that. And he doesn't even have any criminal record. He's never been arrested. He's not a violent person. He never made any threats. And I guess the Nassau County Sheriff's Office said that he is intimidating, or I think the term was he was disturbing someone. He was disturbing the political office of Senator McCarthy.
Right. Yeah, this is that's Gabriel Rosano is the gentleman's name, and her name is Carolyn McCarthy.
Yeah, anybody who doesn't hold Ms. McCarthy's viewpoint that wants to talk to her more than one time is disturbing to her, and that means that they can call the cops. I mean, they can do whatever they want to do, and they get away with it, and they get away with it, and their power increases over time, and Americans, they just keep bending over for it, and as long as people keep putting up with this crap, then they're going to keep getting more of it. I'm not advocating violence at all. I'm just saying that people need to start just non-cooperating and actually getting active and changing things, because this system is not going to play out for too much longer.
What you said was right. You said earlier a quote from JFK that if you don't have peaceful revolution, you're going to force people to end up doing something they don't want to do and turn violent. And it's sad, but I think they look at people as sheep. I think they're going to put up with this stuff, and I don't think people are going to put up with it much longer.
Well, there was a story last year, or maybe it was early this year, about a guy that went into the city council meeting in, I think it was Michigan, but I can't recall exactly. Anyway, he went into the city council meeting in
Missouri.
It might have been Missouri. Anyway, he blew away the mayor and a handful of the city councilors. And there was that other guy that ran the bulldozer through. You remember the killdozer story?
Yeah,
he ran a bulldozer through town. He armored the sucker up. They couldn't get to that guy.
Well, don't forget Ed Brown holed up in his house here in Plainfield, New Hampshire. I mean, there's all kinds of these stories.
Ed Brown didn't initiate force on anybody. These other guys,
didn't feel like it either. They didn't feel like they were initiating force. They felt like they were reacting to a bunch of people that did not listen to what they had to say.
Yep.
It, you know, the government's supposed to help us. It's supposed to be, you know, the idea. The idea is it's supposed to be there to protect your life, liberty, and property.
Yeah,
and
but
it doesn't do any of that.
Right. They help themselves to your property, and they help themselves, and they help you
the
in the jail cells.
Yeah.
It's just sad. And unfortunately, that's what it comes down to. The more they push, the more likely somebody's going to push back. Again, I don't advocate that as a solution. I think we can achieve liberty in our lifetime through nonviolent solutions. But the more restrictive and the more oppressive they become, the more likely they're going to feel some of the violence back against them. And I hope it doesn't come to that.
It was we the people, not we the sheeple.
There you go. Chris, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Philip.
Them, the bureaucrats.
Also listening on WFTL in Fort Lauderdale. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live. Philip.
Yes, here in Broward County, the sheriff's department's got a little racket going on. There's an organization they call LEACH. L-E-A-C-H. It stands for Law Enforcement Against Child Harm. And the reason they started this organization, they're trying to battle the epidemic of children canvassing the internet trying to hook up with adult males. So here's what they do. They entrap adult males, and it's in the paper all the time. And I'm thinking about, you know, getting the ACLU, and only the dirty cops are part of this racket. The honest cops wouldn't be a part of it.
How are they doing it? Can you give us an example of how they're entrapping these males?
Yeah, they'll go on the internet pretending to be a 17-year-old girl or boy,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll get an adult male to get on the internet. I'm not on the internet, so I don't really know exactly. But I have a general knowledge of how they do it,
yeah.
because I read about it in the paper all the time. And to me, it just seems wrong. Their only victims are adult males, by the way. and it just frustrates me. Why don't they just arrest the kids if that's what they're trying to stop?
You know, I don't think there are many kids out there canvassing the internet for adult
well,
males.
That's what they're trying. That's what they say in the literature. And
you know, I'm sure that they are able to put, you know, to get these fake 15, 16, 17 year old young adults is what I would like to call them out there. And you know, whether the guys are gay or whether they're straight. If they're offered this, if they're offered sex, they're sometimes they'll bend their scruples as to with whom they would have sex. Oh, you won't tell or anything like that, and
mm-hmm.
then yeah, you know, it is entrapment.
Yeah, and I know the ACLU has shut some of these down, but for it to be part of a law enforcement organization, it just shatters me that they do these and. And
well, the suggestion
one of the victims, by the way, was a weatherman, a popular weatherman
wow.
here. And he actually had to go to jail, and the guy was just innocent. I mean, he was responding to a kid, and it wasn't anything sexual. What they did, they cooked the books on him, and because of the climate here, he had to settle for 5 years. He went to jail in Massachusetts. His name is Bill Kamal. He was railroaded. I mean, it's the most travesty of justice right. I've ever heard about.
You know what? Essentially, what they're doing is they're utilizing the adult male's desire for sex against him. I mean, I'm sorry, but there are a lot of males out there that are over the age of 18 that would be attracted to a 17-year-old female. I mean,
it's just some arbitrary number. They look like adults.
Right. Thank you for the call tonight. We'll keep talking about this here in a moment. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight. With Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. And that's AMP, by the way, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more Internet listeners on board with the program.
Don't forget the perks.
And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Go and get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's InnerKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Mark, you're going to have a housewarming party tomorrow here in our very lovely
studio. And you can see my InnerKnobs faucet.
I am looking forward to it. I want to see exactly what you guys ended up with.
Yeah, we got some good stuff from them.
Because I've heard they're very nice. InnerKnobs.com. Get yourself, a 10% discount with the code FTL. Let's continue here the discussion briefly, and then we'll get back to the phone calls. But Philip was on the line a moment ago telling us about this law enforcement program down in the Fort Lauderdale region where they essentially they have these cops where it's their full-time job, and these things go on in other parts of the country. There's a cop here in Keene, New Hampshire, population 25,000, that's full-time job is doing this stuff, is getting on the Internet and pretending to be a teenage girl or teenage boy, lurking in chat rooms, which would, I guess, be likely to attract people that are interested in teenage kids.
I suppose he knows more about how to find them than I do.
I don't know how exactly they go about finding their marks. But they go and they find a guy, and they start talking to him, and they don't beat around the bush, from what I understand. I mean, they make it pretty clear that they intend to, you know, have you over to have sex with them. I mean, they tell you that they're underage, 16 or 15 or whatever, and they
tell
you...
So they're picking up the very dumb ones, apparently.
They tell you that they, you know, mom's out of town, dad's out of town, I've got the house all by myself, come on over. You know, bring some beers, stuff like that, right? Just basically telling them that they want to jump their bones. And so there are some guys that will just, they believe it, and they get in their car and they drive over to wherever it is, and
well,
the cops are there waiting.
There's people out there that send checks to Nambia too in order to get the diplomat's money out of his bank account. I mean, people fall for all kinds of internet scams. Unfortunately, this one's being perpetrated by our government.
Yeah, this one lands you in a jail cell with a statutory rape charge or something like that.
Right, although you never had sex with minors.
I don't know if that's the charge. It's probably like attempted statutory rape or facilitating
fictitious
sex with a minor.
Statutory rape.
Lewd and lascivious behavior or something like that. And, I'm sorry, this is not a real crime. I understand that people want to protect kids and everything, but these teenagers that are choosing to, if there are teenagers choosing to meet adult males on the internet, I don't think there are that many of them that are actually meeting adult males. I think most of them are creeped out by adult males. I mean, if you go, for instance, we have our webcam on Stick AM, which is this, this web streaming service where you can essentially hook up a webcam to your computer and people can watch you. Whatever reason they want to, I'm not sure. But anyway, if you go and look at some of the channels that are being watched besides Free Talk Live, you'll see that a lot of it are teenage girls. There are teenage girls that have these cam shows that they do where I don't know what it is that they do. I've clicked in just to see what it's like, and it's just them sitting there listening to music, chatting with a bunch of horny guys that are sitting in their chat room. And their rules, they always have their set of rules for their little room.
The girls have the rules.
The girls have their own rules. And like one of the rules you always see is, you don't ask to show because they're creeped out by that.
I
they're creepy guys.
I imagine that's all they say in these rooms if there was, not that particular rule.
Exactly. So I think many of these teenage girls are well aware that they're kind of a hot item on the internet and
right.
Are pretty cautious about it.
Well, I imagine that a 16-year-old girl can get all kinds of attention from lonely men sitting at a home alone on their computers.
Right, and the suggestion with these laws is that teenage girls and boys cannot make choices, that they are little babies, and they haven't had their brains developed correctly, and they can't decide for themselves what to do.
Well, I think that at some point, there's some point in the age bracket where a kid isn't able to make the decisions, but, I remember that Coal Miner's Daughter movie with Loretta Lynn, and I believe she got married to her husband who was in his mid-20s, if not older. I haven't looked, I haven't researched this. I should have, but he was in his mid-20s. She was like 14 years old.
Yeah.
Apparently that would be rape right now.
Well, yeah, 14 was middle age back in the day, when you didn't live past 35. And so, it's just so sad seeing all of these guys getting arrested for being naturally attracted to young ladies. That's what they're, that's what they're interested in. He mentioned this weatherman.
Generally, if you raise your child up right, they're going to be attracted to people of their own age, and this isn't going to be an issue. Sometimes there's going to be the girls out there that are attracted to older guys, but really, what's the big deal on that? My dad, my mom were 11 years apart. A good friend of mine, his parents were 20-something years apart. What's the difference?
Some people would say there's something wrong about that. And
it's
I just
none
don't
of their
understand.
Business.
Right. It is none of their business because people can make
they
decisions.
They were married their whole, by the way, his father's whole life. I mean, his father, I believe, had a wife before that, but they, got married and stay married the whole time until his father died.
If a teenager wants to make the choice to go and meet somebody from the internet, whether it be a, creepy old guy or somebody in their age range, they can make those decisions, and they will continue making those decisions, and no amount of police on the internet trying to round up a bunch of guys and put them into jail cells is going to stop those meetings from taking place. It's just not going to happen. You can't stop this stuff. If people want to meet up, they're going to meet up. Now, there's some things that they can do to help make sure that they're going to be safe. If you've never met this person before, meet them in a public area. Meet them at the food court, at the mall, or something like that, where there are people around. That way, you're not encountering some child molesting kidnapper that's going to snatch your kid away, your teenager away, throw them in the back of a van, and drive to Canada or something like that. So if you're being cautious about meeting people online, then you should be okay. And It's just so sad when I see these things happen, Mark, because these aren't real criminals in my book. They're not real criminals because...
Loretta Lynn was 13 years old when she got married.
Because I think that people can make decisions for themselves if they're under the age of 18. I mean, how absurd is it to suggest that a 17-year-old cannot make the same decisions that an 18-year-old can? It's nuts. And if you disagree, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. The idea that all of a sudden on your 18th birthday, some new synapses connect in your brain that allow you to make sensible, responsible decisions is absolutely absurd. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. You bring up anything. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, I got a question for you. Let's say I go and run a personal ad in the classified section of the newspaper. How do they decide which column to run it under? You know how they have the column Men Seeking Women and the other column Men Seeking Men? How would they decide which column that my ad should be in?
I don't understand your question.
I would assume the content.
Yeah, but if I write an ad, a personal ad, because I'm looking for my better half, how would they decide whether it should be under Men Seeking Women or Men Seeking Men?
Are you suggesting that you are not sure if your better half is male or female?
I'm asking how would they decide that? Because you know
you would
how
request
you get...
it. I would think you would say I want this to be under the Men Seeking Women category or Men Seeking Men.
I have a choice about that. Somebody told me that all those guys that run their ad under Men Seeking Men had no choice about that. That this just wasn't their own decision that their ad should be under Men Seeking Men. Now you're telling me that it's each individual's personal choice whether to be Men Seeking Men or Men Seeking Women.
I can't say for sure. I mean, I've never placed a personal ad like that. So
I think you don't get to choose who you're attracted to. I do think you get to choose whether or not you have sex with people.
Anyway, another point, when you go to meet these people, the title of the book that you're going to be reading is a good signal for, because to anybody else, you're just sitting there reading a book.
Hmm.
But to the person who's looking for you, then they know there's no doubt that you are the one that they have lined up the appointment with. And so they don't feel nervous about introducing themselves because they know they can confidently say that you're the one that's wearing the blue jeans and the blue shirt and that this is also the title of the book. That's
a good suggestion. And that way, you also, if you're approaching from the distance, thanks, Tom, for the call, approaching from the distance in a public place and you see somebody, you don't like the way they look, you can turn right around and walk back out and call the meeting off. But if you meet in some secluded area, then that's a really dangerous possibility. Thank you again, Tom. 800-259-9231. Can teenagers make choices for themselves, or are they just little babies that don't understand anything? What's your thought on that? Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.